history, this system of morality may actually be veiled paganism, and only lightly veiled at that. The point within a circle is one of the more prominent Masonic symbols. Past Grand Master Albert Magnus teaches the active or male principle and the passive or female principle. Paganism recognized the worshipless powers as the creative force in nature. Albert Pike was Grand Commander of Scottish Rite Freemasonry in the 1800s. From his book, Morals and Doctrines, the sun and moon represents the two grand principles of all generations, the active and passive, the male and female. Both shed their light upon their offspring, the blazing star, or Horus. These Masonic authorities agree that the symbols of Freemasonry are occultic and derived from paganism. The alleged occultic rituals and symbolism that are central to Freemasonry were tremendously significant to me personally. I had been deeply involved in the many facets of the occult, including witchcraft, for a number of years. Witchcraft is the religion of paganism. It's the worship of the sun god, the moon god, and various forms. It's heavily ritualistic, wearing of robes,
Scottish Rite, the Mason is told, stay in the position.